Is Dale now with a cross,
he gets to Maguire. Maguire turns, shoots,
get in there.
And into the bottom corner, and just like that, it's the first time Maguire's got the best of Fagbola. In 37 minutes, Fagbola's had him in his pocket, really. A simple bit of play there from Robbie Dale on the left hand side, crosses it in, and Maguire, well, it's good stuff from him and a good composed finish.
It was, and like I said, I've been saying it all along, you know, in a 5 or 10 yard little area, you know, he'll damage you, and that's what he's done there. He got that little bit of a yard, a little bit of space, and just pounded it right into the bottom right hand corner.
He's got good feet and movement, Maguire, definitely.
He has, but he's sharp, isn't he? You know, yeah. Like I say, he's never going to take Fagbola on in a 20, 30 yard sprint. That ain't going to happen, but for sharpness and, you know, electric actions, he's there.
Reid plays the ball out there to the left hand side to Robbie Dale, beats Joel Senior, and here's Dale now heading towards the penalty box and the byline on that left hand side. He crosses it in, and it is really, really that simple.
Reid, yeah.
And Paul, I'm going to come to you in a second, Roy, but Paul, how many times getting to a byline, cross comes in, tapping?
Yeah, I mean, it was well worked, and they got an extra player in the box there, and we didn't pick him up. And, you know, you can say that Blythe have threatened a second goal, and it's come, and I don't think it's a big surprise.
My feelings are that young Joel Senior maybe stepped in a little bit too early.
Got sort of put there, didn't he?
He did, yeah. And I mean, you're talking about, you know, Robbie Dale went past him with ease and had that 10 yards out of him all the time, attacked the space, cut inside into the box, and Reid made the back post run, and he just tapped it in. There was no one near him at all.
Wisdom plays it to Low, trying to find a ball there, a nice ball towards Logan, who's chasing after it, and good defending from Lewis Horner, puts it out for a throw-in just by the Blythe Spartans corner flag.
He kept it simple there, and the feelings are, you know, the more that FC try and push into this game, they're going to leave more gaps for the likes of Dale and Maguire to exploit. But, you know, they've got themselves in that situation.
Cross comes in! Oh! And it's a beautiful cross there from Joel Logan. In it comes, and headed there by the substitute, Mr. Jason Gilchrist. 2-1. Roy, you were saying?
I wasn't saying anything. No, the thing is, like, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to have to push forward FC, and if they do get anything out of it, great. But to me, Blythe, the tailor made to it. I'm on the break.
Well, it's 2-1 now,
and there is still hope.
And it's a throw-in midway into FC United's half for Blythe. It'll be taken by Horner. Horner takes his throw-in to Reid. That's a good turn from Reid.
He's going to go
there.
Right in the throat now.
Reid goes one way. Ooh. Heading out to his right hand side, plays the ball to Maguire. Maguire now on his left foot, shoots for distance.
Oh, get in there.
And that is what you call a world class strike. And we were right behind that goal. And Dan Maguire, well, I don't mean to do an Andy Grayism, but take a bow.
Yeah,
absolutely,
that was a terrific,
tremendous goal there.
He fashioned just enough a bit of space for himself. Let rip with a left foot.
Yeah,
and it was absolutely arrowing into the corner, wasn't it? Terrific strike.
And those are the margins, dear listeners. A slice clearance, really, giving the possession back. And, well,